It's Patrick Hutzel from IntensiveCareHotline.com, where we instantly improve the lives of families of critically ill patients in intensive care, so that you can have peace of mind, real power, real control, and so that you can influence decision making fast, even if you're not a doctor or a nurse in intensive care. In last week's blog, I've shown you a 5-step blueprint for dying well and with dignity in intensive care. You can check out last week's blog by clicking on the link below this video. In this week's blog, I want to show you how to reprogram your mind if your loved one is critically ill in intensive care. One of the biggest life lessons for me was that a mentor once told me that if you want to achieve anything worthwhile in life, you need to look at what everybody else is doing and you need to do the complete opposite. If running with the herd is your thing, then you might want to pause for a second here and think twice. This is what I had to do when I first heard this. Look at what everybody else is doing and do the complete opposite. In fact, this was such a strong statement when I first heard about it from my mentor, and it never even occurred to me remotely that one of the reasons I haven't gotten the results in life that I wanted for myself was because I was stuck in mediocrity and I was stuck with looking what everybody else was doing and mistakenly copying what they were doing. That's why I only got average results, whether it was on a personal or professional level. I only achieved my goals on a personal and professional level when I did indeed go against the grain and did the complete opposite from what everybody else was doing. How does that translate to your situation when your loved one is critically ill in intensive care? Well, if your loved one is critically ill in intensive care and is in one of the following difficult and challenging situations where they are either very unstable and in a very critical condition, or they might be in a life-threatening situation, or they may be in intensive care for long-term treatments and long-term stays, or they might be having a severe or traumatic head or brain injury, or they might even be approaching their end of life in intensive care. I bet if any of these situations is the case, then I bet that you and your family are way outside of your comfort zone. I bet that you and your family have sleepless nights. I bet that you and your family feel stressed, anxious, overwhelmed, frustrated. You are on an emotional roller coaster and you feel extremely vulnerable. And look, I can empathize with you, with how you feel. After having worked as an intensive care nurse for more than 15 years in 3 different countries, and after I have worked with literally thousands of critically ill patients and their families and guided them through the difficult, heartbreaking and challenging situations they have found themselves in, I know that it's not easy, and I know that it's difficult, and I also know that you have few or no role models how you can successfully master this challenge and difficult situation. Your priority in this situation that you have found yourself in is to have peace of mind, control, power and influence. And look, if you are sitting in the waiting room in an intensive care unit, and in this waiting room you see the sorrow, the pain, the frustration and the overwhelm that other families of critically ill patients are experiencing, you also know by either talking to them or just by looking at them that they have no peace of mind, they have no power, they have certainly no control, and they certainly have no influence in this situation. They just sit there passively waiting for any news from the intensive care team, and they sit there passively drowning in sorrow rather than being proactive. Remember, what did I say before? If you want to achieve anything worthwhile in life, you need to look at what everybody else is doing and you need to do the complete opposite. Therefore, just look around in the waiting room what those 99% of families of critically ill patients in intensive care are doing, who have no peace of mind, who have no control, no power and no influence. Look exactly at what they are doing. Look at their poor body language. Look at how they communicate with the intensive care team. And they suck up to the intensive care team. They generally are passive. They don't ask questions. They tend to put all trust and faith in the intensive care team without doing their own research. And worst of all, they just don't believe that peace of mind, control, power and influence is something they can achieve. You got that? Now it's time to take action. So, after you've observed what 99% of families of critically ill patients in intensive care are doing, who have no peace of mind, no power, no control, and no influence, you and your family have decided that it's time to do the complete opposite of what they are doing. Because by now you know that peace of mind, control, power and influence are possible. You know that you need to make up your own mind. You know that you need to do your own research. You know that you shouldn't take everything for face value and the intensive care team is telling you. You know that most decisions in intensive care happen behind the scenes, hidden away from families. And you also know that the intensive care team, more often than not, has a hidden agenda, especially if your loved one is critically ill and is very unstable and in a very critical condition, or is in a life-threatening situation, or is in intensive care for long-term treatments and long-term stays, or is having a severe or traumatic head or brain injury, or they might even be approaching their end of life in intensive care. You also know that you are in a once-in-a-lifetime situation, and you know by now that you can't really afford to getting this once-in-a-lifetime situation wrong. You also know by now that the intensive care team is too busy talking to you. You also know by now that the intensive care team tends to talk over you and at you rather than entering into a genuine dialogue with you, and you know by now that the intensive care team speaks all medical and academic jargon and they are not really interested in answering your difficult question. Your difficult questions such as, what about if my critically ill loved one is dying? Or, what about if my critically ill loved one will not have the same quality of life than they had before they got admitted to intensive care? Other questions you might have are, what about if my critically ill loved one has a head injury or brain damage, will they wake up? Or you might want to ask, what about if my critically ill loved one needs to stay in intensive care for many weeks or even many months? Those are just a snapshot of questions that families of critically ill patients tend to ask on a consistent basis. However, families of critically ill patients generally are also afraid in asking them because they are worried that they look stupid when asking those questions, and the intensive care team tends to also be very vague in answering those questions, because if they did, they might give away too much information, and besides, they also think that they are too busy.